Today, we're introducing a new segment on the podcast called Hot Plasmids. Every quarter, Agene scientists write 5 to 10 brief articles on recent plasmid deposits, and we host them on the Agene website. For those of you who don't have time to sit down and read these articles, we hope this new segment will keep you informed on the newest technologies available through Agene. To learn more, head over to the Hot Plasmids page on the Agene website. First up, we have CRISPR-X, a new CRISPR technology that can be used to generate point mutations in a target DNA sequence. Directed evolution is an important method for protein engineering, but it can be difficult to generate enough variation in a native genomic context to find useful mutants. CRISPR-X, a new system from Michael Bosick's lab, overcomes this obstacle. In this system, dCas9 recruits a gRNA with MS2 hairpin binding sites, which then bind to an MS2-fused hyperactive variant of activation-induced cytidine deaminase, or ADE. ADE normally mediates somatic hypermutation to generate diverse antibodies, but in the CRISPR-X system, a mutant version of ADE produces single base pair changes at each gRNA-specified target locus. Within the editing window of minus 50 to plus 50 base pairs from the PAM site, CRISPR-X produces point mutations at a rate of up to 1 per 500 to 1 per 1,000 base pairs. By comparison, the DNA replication error rate is 1 per 1 billion base pairs. Unlike wild-type Cas9, CRISPR-X produces few indels and instead creates diverse localized point mutations. As a proof of concept, Hess and coworkers successfully evolved the wild-type GFP to EGFP using CRISPR-X and subsequent FACS sorting. They also mutagenized proteasome subunit PSMB5 to find mechanisms of resistance to a proteasome inhibitor. CRISPR-X identified both previously characterized and novel mutants. Hess and coworkers envisioned CRISPR-X as not only a protein engineering tool, but also as a way to characterize and engineer promoters, enhancers, and other regulatory elements. Our next hot plasmid is Magneto 2.0. Not the bad guy from the X-Men, but a magnetic remote control for the nervous system. In the fields of opto and chemogenetics, scientists are always on the hunt for new actuators that are non-invasive and can rapidly and reversibly stimulate neurons. Recent studies have designed multi-component actuators that are sensitive to radio waves or allow for magnetogenetic control, but these actuators were not optimally designed for neuronal systems. To develop a new single-component tool for magnetogenetic control of neurons, the Guler lab engineered an actuator in which two subunits of the paramagnetic ferritin protein were tethered to the C-terminus of TRPV4, a pressure-sensitive channel. The Guler lab optimized the actuator's localization using trafficking signals and named it Magneto 2.0. Using Magneto 2.0 P2AM cherry constructs, the lab verified that Magneto 2.0 was magnetically sensitive and could manipulate cell activity in vitro. The Guler lab went on to test Magneto 2.0 in the mammalian brain and found that it could increase the activity of neurons from brain slice preparations as well as in zebrafish and mice. These in vivo studies revealed that Magneto 2.0 allows for magnetic remote control of neuronal activation. You can find links to the Magneto 2.0 plasmids organized by plasmid type on our Hot Plasmids page. Next, we have the Human Kinase Domain Constructs Kit for the production of human kinase domains in bacteria. The misregulation of human kinases has been linked to several diseases, especially cancer. A great deal of chemical biology and drug discovery is focused on developing selective kinase inhibitors to probe their signaling pathways or to develop potential therapeutics. But expressing and purifying human kinases remains challenging. Soluble kinase domains do not often express well in E. coli without their partner regulatory domains. The Chodera lab recently compiled the Human Kinase Domain Constructs Kit, a set of human kinase domain plasmids that can be used to generate HIS-tagged human kinase constructs that express well in a simple bacterial expression system. The kit achieves high expression of the kinase catalytic domains by expressing each with an appropriate phosphatase. A technique originally pioneered by Marcus Seeliger for the high-yield expression of Src and Abl. In this kit, lambda phosphatase enhances bacterial expression of serine and threonine kinases, while a truncated version of YAPH enhances expression of tyrosine kinases. All kinases in this kit have crystallographic structures available in the PDB, and their expression plasmids are available through Agene. And finally, we have the Yeast Prototrophy Kit from the Rosser Lab at the University of Cambridge. Although autotrophic markers are used frequently for selection in yeast, Agene's own Plasmids 101 Yeast Vectors blog post concedes that they do have some drawbacks. For example, great care needs to be taken with common S288C strains, since failing to fully complement strains with multiple auxotrophies or using different auxotrophic backgrounds can lead to disparate physiological effects and complicate any metabolic study. The Rosser Lab has created a unique tool with their yeast prototrophy kit, a set of plasmids designed to complement unused auxotrophies and Saccharomyces strains by compensating for histidine, leucine, uracil, methionine, and lysine deficiencies, or combinations thereof. The 23 plasmids in this kit are derived from the Rosser Lab's own PHLUM minichromosomal vector, and besides being used for restoring strain prototrophy, can also aid in designing self-establishing, metabolically cooperating communities. The uniform multiple cloning site in this plasmid series also allows for protein expression under a range of auxotrophic markers. You can read more about this important new tool for the yeast research community in the Rosser Lab's open access article in F1000 Research. Many thanks to the researchers who created and deposited these great new technologies. If you use any hot plasmids in your work, or would like your plasmids to be featured in a hot plasmid article, let us know by sending an email to blog@agene.org. We'd love to hear from you. Agene, a better way to share science.